Let's hear more now about the inflation rate, which fell a bit last month. NPR's Scott Horsley covers the numbers when they go up and when they go down. He's with us once again. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
And I just want to note, some people may have heard your dog the last time you were on live a little bit earlier this morning. How's the dog doing? Doing okay?
Ribsy's doing okay, paying close attention to the cost of veterinary services.
Okay, well, let's get that into the wider context of the overall inflation rate. What's the number?
Inflation did come down in January. Overall, prices last month were up 3.1% from a year ago. That compares to a 3.4% annual inflation rate the month before. And, of course, it's way down from the 9-plus percent inflation rate we were living with back in the summer of 2022. That said, January's numbers were a little hotter than forecasters had expected. Mm-hmm. They were projecting an inflation rate with a 2 in the front of it, which would have been the first in 3 years. Prices rose 0.3% between December and January. Rising rents and higher food prices were only partially offset during the month by the falling prices for things like gasoline.
What does all of this, and of course also the veterinary services numbers as well, mean for the Federal Reserve as they decide when and if to lower interest rates?
Yeah, it means it could take a little longer for the Fed to start cutting interest rates. You know, the Fed has been looking for reassurance that inflation is moving steadily down towards its target rate of 2%. And today's report doesn't really show that kind of steady progress. In fact, if you strip out food and energy prices, which bounce around a lot, as we know, the annual inflation rate held steady in January, and the monthly increase was actually up a little bit. So the Fed is probably going to continue with its patient approach. Here's how Fed Chairman Jerome Powell described it a couple of weeks ago.
What do we want to see? We want to see more good data. It's not that we're looking for better data. We're looking at continuation of the good data that we've been seeing.
Powell noted, so far, a lot of the improvement in inflation has come thanks to the falling cost of goods. And we saw that again in today's report, where there was a sharp drop in the price of used cars, for example. But it's not clear how much more room there is for goods prices to come down. So any additional progress on inflation may have to come elsewhere.
Such as where?
Well, two of the big pieces in the inflation puzzle are housing cost and services. Housing cost accounted for 2/3 of the price jump between December and January. We know from market rents around the country that housing costs are going up more slowly now than they had been. So eventually that improvement in rental inflation should start to show up in the official government data, although it's not really showing up yet. But that leaves services, you know, things like car repair and restaurant meals. Chief Economist Kathy Bosjancic of Nationwide says that's an area the Fed is keeping a very close eye on.
That's what they're worried about. That's the sticky part. Once you do get that inflation embedded there, it's harder to wring it out.
And today's report shows that stickiness. The price of restaurant meals rose 0.5% between December and January. The price of car repair was up by a similar amount. And this is a good illustration of why the Fed is keeping its options open and not declaring victory over inflation just yet.
Well, how soon might they lower interest rates then?
Well, probably not the next meeting, which is about 5 weeks from now. And the odds of a rate cut at the following meeting in May fell after this morning's report. But investors are still reasonably confident that we'll start to see interest rates come down in June. And that would be welcome for anyone looking for a car loan or a business loan or just carrying a balance on their credit card.
Scott, best to you and Ribsy.
Thank you.
NPR Scott Horsley.